Welcome to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. Let's get today's show started with your host and founder of the BD Academy, Rob Brown.
Welcome to the show. I'm thrilled to have with me today Ron Saharian. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Rob.
Great to have you on the show, Ron. For people that don't know you, tell us a bit about your background and your areas of expertise.
Sure. Ron Saharian, co-founder of Profit First Professionals, started the company based upon my business partner's book, Profit First. It's a number one bestseller.
Do you want to give Mike a shout out?
Mike Michalowicz. Yes, absolutely. He's the author of many business books. And Profit First is the one that him and I decided to start a company and support the teachings in the book by certifying accountants, bookkeepers, and coaches in this specific methodology.
Now, are you an accountant, Ron? What's your background?
I'm not an accountant or a bookkeeper at all. I'm a business professional. I think of myself more as operations, sales, strategy, and just enjoy growing businesses.
Now, when you first came across the Profit First methodology, what was your initial reaction?
I do this. I grew up a Profit First kid. It's how my mother actually trained me on how to manage my finances, the envelope budgeting methodology. And I always thought that that was a great way to manage my money through high school, through college. And people were actually always asking me, how do you always have money? And I would share with them the envelope budgeting methodology, to the fact that when I started running businesses, I was always taking my profit first. Then what I would be doing is adding the burden on top of that and the cost associated with it. And so the divisions that I was running were always the most profitable. And people were like, why? And I was like, well, what I'm doing is X, Y, and Z. So when Mike approached me and I read his manuscript, I said, wow, I do this. He's like, what do you mean? And I explained it to him. He's like, oh my gosh, we got to build the company so we can teach other business professionals how to really do this. Yeah. And coming out of a corporate world, I was really naive to the entrepreneurial struggles. And so I learned a lot by working with Mike in those very first years.
Sure. So for people that don't know, just give us an overview of the Profit First methodology, Ron.
Sure. It's a behavioral cash flow methodology. It's literally a system. And the overarching principle is really what makes this unique and different. Rob, everybody listening here is familiar with this formula, sales minus expenses equal profit. That's what we were told.
Yeah.
Well, we're smashing that as an axiom, okay? That's the world is flat. What we subscribe to is sales minus profit equal expenses. It's still structurally correct, but what it's different is because of the behavioral component within this methodology. What happens under the first one? You sell, occur expense. Whatever you have left over is the profit, right? That's wrong. Well, what we're saying is sell minus your profit, run the company on what's left over, because that's behaviorally correct. What comes first is important. What comes first gets measured. What comes last is an afterthought. Mm-hmm. And with profit, you can pay down your debt, celebrate the health of the company, hire, be philanthropic. It really is the catalyst of having a great organization.
Well, I wanted to ask you why profit is so important when it comes to business.
Well, exactly that. So one, you know, you're going to generate a greater EBITDA, the more profitability you show over years. Two, profit, you can start to pay down your debt. Even if it's 3.5%, a business owner can start paying down their debt. Two, they can look to hire. When a business owner is profitable and they're paying themselves and have money for Uncle Sam, they can invest that additional money in hiring and scaling. Three, they can celebrate the health of the company. Four, they can be philanthropic, charitable, and really start some real social initiatives.
Now, we'll dip into the methodology a little bit more and some of the mistakes companies make. But from your view of the accounting profession right now, what kind of shape is it in, Ron? You deal with accountants a lot.
Work with accountants all over the globe. And I think right now, accountants are in the very best positions they can be to really help quarterback a business owner on the decisions that they make, not only from a financial perspective, but also from a overarching understanding of all the dynamics that are actually running in a business. So being able to be consultative and look down the field a little bit further, we're in a great opportunity right now to really help businesses from a front window approach versus the traditional reactionary historical view.
Sure. So what mistakes do accounting firms make, Ron, when they're looking to grow?
I've seen a couple. One is not necessarily having the proper systems in place to address the scalability. Two, that sometimes they hire the skill set versus the need. And so an example of that may be an accounting firm thinks they need to hire another accountant or a bookkeeper. Hmm. Well, in fact, if they really measured what they're doing on a daily, weekly basis, they may be best suited for an administrator to come on in there so that they can unload that work or offload that work, and the accountant or owner can work on revenue generating activities.
Yeah, you're talking there about the business model as well. How important is that for accounting firms?
Very important. There's a lot of different business models, and the accounting business models are changing. Many end users of accounting services don't want to work with quote unquote their father's accountant. So today, most business models for accounting need to be looking down the field, need to be collaborative, need to be consultative. The days of here's my information, see you in a couple of days, get my information back, and then pay the accounting firm. That's compliance. And most accounting firms that are growing on the compliance are an algorithm away from being obsolete. So changing that model from compliance to consultative is the way to go.
Just unpack that a bit for us, Ron. An algorithm away from being obsolete. What does that mean?
We're working with a lot of very smart engineers. They're trying to automate the compliance aspects of accounting, whether it's bookkeeping, whether it's data entry, whether it's tax. And we're fortunate to be in a great age of technology where this is going to be happening. And so there's smart people, you know, in Xero, in QuickBooks, that are literally looking to automate this process in one algorithm away, and boom, it's going to be done.
Yeah. And accountants are going to face a real challenge then in providing value for their clients and replacing that revenue.
Absolutely. There's a lot of talk about doing. Now's the time to make the move.
Now, the Profit First movement, it is global, Ron. I know you've got a big educational remit to your role. How coachable are accountants? How well do they learn new ways of looking at things from your experience?
Accountants are very smart. They love learning, no doubt about it. However, sometimes change is difficult. Mm. Change is difficult for everybody, even positive change. And so, you know, just like coaching a customer on how to change some of their behaviors, we've taken the same approach to helping our members cross that bridge. Sometimes it's a little longer than others, but my experience is that if the accountant understands the why and the benefit and the how, they're going to adopt to it.
Yeah. There's a great quote by Eric Hoffer that says the mark of an educated person is the degree to which they are willing to let go of an old idea and embrace a new idea. And I guess with profit equals sales minus expenses, that's the old idea, isn't it?
It is the old idea. Now, I want to clarify, when we write down this new equation, sales minus profit, profit equal expenses, there's a couple of components that are in that P that are very important. Within that P, there's the owner's pay. Within that P, there's the tax, that GST. Within that P, there's profit. Mm-hmm. So in essence, what we're saying is sell, 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 pay yourself first, have some profit, allocate for the tax man, and run the business and incur expenses after those have been taken care of.
Yeah. Let's talk about revenue for a minute. Mm-hmm. Is there a difference, Ron, between top line revenue and real revenue?
Yes, 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 yes. Real revenue is what you actually have to run the business. Top line revenue is the money that you collect from the transactions. And a lot of people who may be, say, a $1 million construction company, they're not in actuality a $1 million construction company.
No.
Minus their cost of goods sold, their COGS, you know, they might only be a $200,000 company. And it's that $200,000 that they really are operating and looking to manage and grow their business with. So one of the things when we work with businesses, we want to determine what the real revenue available to them to run the operations, to pay the staff, to market really is available.
So the sales minus expenses equals profit formula, that's all wrong then, isn't it, Ron? We really need to rethink that.
We do. We need to rethink it. We must rethink it, because what's happening under that model is people are selling, 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 occurring expense, occurring expense, occurring expense. And what's left over? Mm. Nothing. Very little. You see it. We all see it time and time again. Accountants are coming to us and saying, man, the business owners, they're not paying themselves. You know, they're not profitable. And how can I help them be more profitable? Well, change the equation so that you are paying yourself first. It's nothing new.
Yeah. What is the biggest challenge that accountants have with embracing the profit first formula?
It's different. It's not accounting. It's not bookkeeping. It's cash flow management. And some even think it's a little wonky, strange. And it is. But here's the thing. This is a cash flow system. This is a system that accountants, bookkeepers, and coaches can pick up, drop into a business. You ask business owners, what is the cash flow methodology that they're currently utilizing to pay themselves? The answer is going to be, I don't know. Ask the traditional accountant, what is the pay yourself methodology that you're running in your business? Yeah. They may not have one. What is the system or the methodology that you use that is going to pay yourself first, have money for taxes, and pay down your debt?
Yeah.
They'll say, well, you just sell, incur expense, and then you pay your debt with whatever's left over.
Frightening. That's
scary.
So in serving their clients, accountants have first got to be on board with this so that they become advocates and champions of an approach like this. And then what do they need to know about serving their own clients with this?
Empathy. Because one, it is required that all profit-first firms adopt this methodology so they can walk the talk.
Right.
And then they become very relatable. And that's the key, because a lot of accountants and bookkeepers may not be relatable, okay? But when you say to a business owner, hey, I noticed you haven't been paying yourself consistently. Would you be interested in knowing the methodology that I actually use in my firm to pay myself consistently?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's relating. And then understanding that, you know, it's hard for a business to change accounting professionals. Okay. How do we unseat the incumbent in our profession? It all starts with the experience, how your staff says hello, how you ask your questions, and how you relate to them. And by being empathetic, because most businesses are living check to check.
Yeah, but empathy is not a quality you would associate with a lot of technically super smart accountants, is it, Ron? Is that coachable or can they develop that?
It is coachable. And yes, people can develop it. It's whether or not they want to. And sometimes it's going to be more difficult than others, but to be open to change, how are you being of service to them? That's the number one thing. How can I help you? By simply asking, how can I help you? You are being empathetic. They need a reason to change. And if they're getting the same experience that they've had, they're not going to change.
Yeah. So one of the challenges accountants have, Ron, is over-servicing their clients. They don't know what to charge for. They end up giving them too much time. Projects go over scope. Talk to us about how accountants can protect their time a little bit more while serving their clients.
Awesome. Yes. See it all the time, especially if you have a lower end customer investing very little that is taking up a lot of the time. Mm. So a couple of things that we advocate is one, protecting your workflow. And protecting your workflow is basically going to Goldilocks pricing. Okay. Three tiers.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Gold, silver, bronze, the heuristics, the behavior that all makes the middle package the one. But here's the thing, to really protect and scale your business, you have to protect your workflow. So we recommend not allowing the business owner to pick and choose what services they want and ad hoc and then create their workflow. That's going to make scaling that much more difficult. It's going to make onboarding a new employee that much more difficult. So understand that when you do go to gold, silver, or bronze, no mixing and matching. The next thing that we want to do is to weave in strategic conversations based upon the investment point. The only way an accounting firm can be consultative is to actually literally talk with their customers. Mm-hmm. So why not strategically weave them in during your orientation call or your onboarding call with your customer? An example, maybe the bronze level, maybe you have two strategic conversations throughout the year. For the middle package, maybe you have quarterly scheduled conversations. For the luxury, maybe it's monthly.
Yeah.
I speak to my bookkeeper, Kathy, every other Thursday at 10 a.m. And guess what? I pay for it. I've got 17 accounts, a global organization, moving money all over, investing, hiring. It's a cash call. And I love it because it really helps me. The next thing that we can do to put guardrails on our time is weave in the response time. The response time that you are going to deliver back to the customer. example, the bronze, maybe the response time is within 5 business days. For the middle package, maybe the response time is 24 to 72 hours, okay, or 48 to 72 hours.
Yeah.
The luxury, within 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so while this doesn't necessarily always work, it is a little bit like the sword of Damocles. It write this into your engagement letter. Mm-hmm. And there is a clear hierarchy and a prioritization of who gets hung up on if you're talking with a bronze customer and misses gold calls.
Yeah.
It really does. It protects your time and you weave in the strategy of conversations.
Now, you've mentioned scaling a lot already, Ron. In your dictionary of life and business, what does scaling actually mean?
Scaling is creating a organization that can achieve as much growth as the business owner wants. To scale an operation, to have the systems and processes in place so the business owner can achieve what they're looking to achieve from a financial perspective, but also a personal perspective.
Yeah.
You know, you might want to scale your business and add the system so that you can take an uninterrupted total digital disconnect for a month, right? Or maybe you want to have a multi-location practice where you have branches all over the United Kingdom. Well, great. If you want to do that, well then you need to have the right systems and processes in place. And one of the things to watch out for is that the rule of 3 and 10, basically things are going to change when you hit 3 people and 10 people. So one of the mistakes people make is once they hit that first 3, they have to change their systems and processes that got them to that point, but they're not looking at it when they get to that 10 level, because that's going to happen again.
Yeah.
And so really, really building for that eventual 10 and not building as you need it, because you're going to occur so much additional waste on these retrofits and building as you scale.
Sure. We hear a lot about accountants needing to be proactive, making that first move, showing some initiative. How important is that, Ron?
Very important. By scheduling calls, meetings on your onboarding, you are being proactive. You are actually saying, hey, we are going to be meeting on this date, and what are we going to be meeting about? Well, we're going to be meeting about your financials. We're going to be meeting about your initiatives. We're going to be looking and discussing what some of your plans are.
Hmm. What in your view makes one client switch from an accounting firm to another one?
What's in it for me? What is going to be better? How am I going to benefit from the change? What is the investment going to cost me for this change? Do I see value in changing this relationship? Is it going to be a long-standing relationship?
Yeah, that's good. So Ron, if accountants listening want to hear more about Profit First, what's a good way for them to reach you and find out more?
They can send me an email. My email is ron@profitfirstprofessionals.com. They can go to our website, www.profitfirstprofessionals.com.
So do you work directly with accounting firms, Ron, or do you work with the clients that they serve, or both with the Profit First methodology?
We only work with accountants, bookkeepers, and coaches, not the end user. I'll give you the reason why people come to us. One, they want to have a better financial foundation themselves. Two, they want to learn this methodology so that they can implement it in any other customer's businesses, regardless of the size domain. Three, they want to stand out in the crowd. And Profit First is a global brand. You have a guy like Mike Michalowicz driving entrepreneurs to seek out the services of a Profit First firm. So we help with that.
Yeah. So Ron, this has been terrific today. You've certainly given us some insights into a new way of looking at things for accountants. What advice would you give to them in closing that would encourage them to perhaps stand out, take some courageous steps in serving the clients a little bit better?
Change is good. Optimism is the only mindset of any value. When you are looking for change, understand that it's going to be a little difficult. So look for an organization or a coach that is going to support you, that is going to help you, that is really going to assist in this conversion, because it is a significant change for a lot of business owners, because the traditional accounting and bookkeeping, that's still going to remain the same, okay? This is a way that is different, that you can literally have a front window approach approach to cash flow management. We can teach you how to create what's called the profit blueprint. This is a 3 to 15 page report, models the cash flow in the business, will show the percentage of the money going out the door and to the owner's benefit. And by working with you as a certified profit first professional, it'll chart the course where you actually will be working to put more of that percentage into the owner's pocket.
Mm-hmm. And Ron, finally, what's going to happen to the accountants that can't or won't change?
They're going to retire. They're going to transition their businesses to others at a lower EBITDA, and we're going to fade away, just like the disruptions in the auto industry with Uber, the taxi industry, just like the disruptions for Airbnb. This is a little bit of a disruption, and there's more going to be coming. So embrace the change.
Yeah. Well, Ron Saharan, that's been terrific. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Rob. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world-class. For show notes on today's and other episodes, plus some great blogs and resources to help accountants lead, sell, and perform at the highest levels, go to bdacademy.pro. Until next time, have a fantastic day.